You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. I am Summer Lee, a.k.a. Brian Fantana, and I'm joined, as always, by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Ron Burgundy.
Oh, my goodness. Hey! Wow. Unbelievable.
And we should, let's do our, you can't tell, but this is a protein 2-0, and you have your
that
bottle.
Is?
Yeah, I just poured it into
it. Okay, do that thing. Yeah. Okay. You know, so I was wondering, great reference there, great movie, second one sucked. Right?
Yes.
Nobody likes the second one. The second one, really, they blew it, right?
As much as I love and have the first one near and dear to my heart, there's so many, like, bone mows and quotes from that one. Anchorman 2 really blew.
It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be made.
Yeah.
It was such a perfect movie.
It really was a perfect movie.
Of comedy lines.
Yes.
Really, and for something that took place past 2000, because everybody always talks about the 80s movies.
The 80s.
And the 90s movies.
Yes.
It's this generation's fun movie. Go figure.
It is. It's kind of like, what would be the 80s or 90s equivalent of, I mean, maybe not the equivalent, but I would put it up there with like, Coming to America, even in terms of how comedic genius it is.
Yeah, well, Coming to America had like it was a love story kind of a situation.
It did have a love story.
I don't consider Coming to America a comedy. I consider it like a chick flick, in a way.
Oh,
not
okay,
a total
okay.
in a way. No,
wait
a minute.
I can see it.
Mrs. Drizzy goes nuts.
I don't think.
It's because it's got a love story, so it's not slapstick crazy comedy. Like it's not like Airplane.
Yeah,
it's not like Police Academy.
That's a big beaver.
Right. I mean. I wouldn't put Anchorman and Coming to America in the same realm. Like Coming to Anchorman, I would put in the same realm with maybe like an Airplane
or Naked Gun. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Naked Gun is a
Police
good
Academy
one.
Series. You got like even Pee Wee, like that kind of comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
Where it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Surreal,
lines.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming to America was more intelligent.
Coming
to America
is
more intelligent. It was a more intelligent comedy.
Are you looking forward to the remake?
No, not at all.
I'm really terrified about that. That movie is so perfect.
Yeah. It's just a cash grab. Just make a different movie. Why do we have to sequelize movies from 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Even that new Ghostbusters movie that's coming out. Remember that? There was
a remake of a remake. I mean,
it's a sequel.
They're saying, okay, we're not even going to acknowledge the women reboot. Okay.
I don't know. Hopefully, but I don't know. So, yeah. Welcome to the fitness show, everyone. For all you fitness
movie
people,
talk.
They love movies. Do fitness people watch movies? Do fitness people do what? Can we do a show on that? I don't even know what the show is today. But can we do a show on like what do fitness people do that aren't fitness? Do fitness people have hobbies that are not fitness? How about that?
It's funny enough that you said that, and we should explore that because like I was just talking to somebody yesterday. The fact that like I think my hobby is fitness, as lame as that sounds.
You see?
That's the only thing I'm doing when I'm not,
it's awful.
You know, working or studying or whatever. And it really does sound lame. My hobby is fitness.
Well, you're constantly in school. You've never not been in school. So I really don't know what else you do.
Yeah.
But the fitness?
I like staring at the wall. The staring at the wall is really great. You know when your brain is so fried and you're just like, I'm going to stare right at that beige wall.
Well, what you do in your personal time is your own business, but I just want to know.
TMI.
What? I mean, maybe it could be hygiene. I don't even know what a hobby could be. Shaving? I don't know. But I don't even know what this episode is.
But
can we do a future?
Yes.
What do fitness people do that's not fitness
related? That would be interesting to see.
Can you
go
survey all the people at the Parado Power?
Yeah, explore.
What those guys do? Yeah. Mrs. Drizzy, what do you do? What do you do besides the fitness?
Or like, talk to me.
So you got 50% talk to you.
Yeah.
50% do the kettlebell in the house, in the living room. All right. What else is there? Is there a 10% or something?
Yeah, we should find out.
Yeah.
But like, we should, like, if you notice, blue. So we keep it neutral here. We explore all all options, all viewpoints.
Yeah, welcome to the left show today. Yeah.
Socialism.
Yeah, great. So, because we wore red as a coincidence, right?
Yes.
So
we didn't mean to wear red. So
wear blue.
This was intentional. Just again.
What's this shirt? Yep, Slovenia.
Yeah. So I have a story about this shirt. So it says Slovenia not because I'm a Melania Trump fan or anything, but this shirt. So it came from my friend Alia. So she's from Slovenia. Oh. I met her through JT because she was this world-class kettlebell sport athlete.
JT Netterville.
Yes. And so she was here in Hawaii doing schooling or something.
Okay.
And so we became, Mrs. Drizzy and I became friends with her. And, and when she left, she was like, Samar, I'll give you my shirt. This is one of my training shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
This is her actual shirt?
Yes.
So she's worn this?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm hoping her world champion mana will soak in and, you know.
Well, I got to ask, did you wash it? Or no, is it still? Of course, right. So that's still her.
It. If I took fluids. It off, it would walk away by itself. But, you know.
Wow.
There's sacrifices you have to do to become a world-class athlete. Not saying I'm a world-class athlete. I would like to be like a world-class athlete. Like
Hashtag humbleness, modesty, but. Is that the only blue shirt you have? This is the only blue shirt I got.
Shout out
to Everyday Better.
Everyday Better. Funny enough, blue is like my favorite color. I only have, I have like different shades of blue, but in terms of like primary color blue, it's like this one, and then I have my other like competition team shirt for the club I used to train for, but I don't want to just wear it for whenever, you know?
Right. That was blue's not really, blue's not my favorite color. I like red.
Oh, yeah, you
which
do.
Which is why I'm such a radical right. But I digress. I just don't have blue shirts. I wear black. I wear red. That's, you know, that's.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
It's part of my shtick. It's part of my.
What makes you you.
It's part of my. What's that word? No, forget it. I was going to quote a boomerang reference, but no, nobody's going to get it.
Oh.
My Mac Daddy vibe. Remember that? Boomerang. Shout out Eddie Murphy.
And.
Welcome to the fitness show, everyone.
Remember how crazy was it? That Halle Berry was the less hot one in that one.
She was the girl next door in that, yeah. Because she was going up against Robin
Givens.
Givens.
I mean, not saying Robin Givens is not gorgeous, but come on.
Well, Robin Givens had the bad girl look. That's why. So it was bad guy versus the good guy situation. Halle Berry obviously couldn't play the... Well, you could probably doll her up and make her a bad guy.
She's a good enough actor. But I get the look. The look was not... They did it that way. Again, this is not a movie podcast.
Anybody checked out of this conversation, fitness people? You guys want to hear about squats and deadlifts and shit? No, we're talking about Halle Berry being a good guy or bad guy.
Okay. So,
what are we doing this week? What's happening
it's
here?
It's the end of the year, and so I just figured we could do like this is almost like a free form thing where just wanted to explore, kind of looking back at the year, your thoughts about it. Obviously, we could go all over the place with it. So what I thought would be interesting. Oh, so we're going to do that. But before we explore that, I did have a brief topic I wanted to talk about. It's a little breezy in Havana today. And you can tell it's blowing my hair all over the place.
I got extra hairspray for this.
Yeah. Okay. So it didn't share any. But that's okay. So Mr. Drizzy, technical consultant of the show.
Yes.
He had suggested, what are our thoughts about Christmas songs, and to kind of explore that because we briefly talked about it last episode. But do you have any broad Christmas songs that you do like, or it's not like you're just like, no, I'm not doing any of it.
Let me make a statement, real brief, to the point, right? Okay, I never got into it. You can call me Scrooge, you can call me Frank Cross, you can say all what you want about me. I just never dug it. Okay. I don't, as far as like what, playing it in the car, like enjoying and smiling while I'm listening to Silent Night. Should I be smiling listening to Silent Night?
I mean, nobody's going to smile at Silent Night.
Okay, Drummer Boy. Am I driving the car around Kalihi listening to Little Drummer Boy and feeling good about my life? I'm being like, I'm living my best life right now.
Well, the David Bowie one's not bad. I mean, he did that one with David, David Bowie and Bing Crosby?
Yeah, that's right. They probably made out after.
It was really weird.
Right? But I just don't see the is somebody really excited to listen to Christmas music when you hear it in a store, whatever that is in 2020, when you walk into a store, when you're going to a market, when you're anywhere. Are we feeling good right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're not feeling great, the last thing you want to listen to is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey for the bajillionth time. But
do people really like that song? I'm going to make a poll of this.
You should.
Are they really digging that song?
I think at this point, nobody likes that song. Because I used to like it as a kid, and now I'm like, skip.
Because it's obviously overplayed.
It is.
And they used that for Love Actually, right? Was that when that song first?
I think that's when it
got hit big.
Took off. It really took off.
I don't know, but I remember Love Actually, and then, you know, you're supposed to watch that. You're supposed to watch that when you're dating someone, whatever. And you're supposed to pretend that you like it.
Yeah.
It Love Actually, let me tell you, okay?
Okay, just like, this is Mrs. Drizzy's favorite movie, okay?
So
just
kidding. So let's move on to... Yeah, All I Want for Christmas was part of that movie.
It was. It was a big part of that movie.
And shout out Mrs. Drizzy. Shout out Mr. Drizzy for bringing up this topic, which led me to almost end the fandom.
In the entire fandom.
Mrs. Drizzy. So I'm not a fan. Okay. I just don't like them. I understand it.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
It's just not for you.
I'm not listening to it in the car.
Okay, okay.
I'm not listening to any Christmas songs in the car. It's overplayed. Every year, forced to be happy kind of stuff.
Okay. I get it. I mean, I do sometimes listen to it in the car. I do have a mix that I have. But you're right. If I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to listen to it.
So you're telling me that you were in the mood at one point of the day to put a Christmas song on in the car?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. I have. It's not a lot, and it's all over the place, but... I do have a list, so.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then that's, shout out to all you guys that are loving it. Shout out to Mariah Carey. Shout out to Mrs. Drizzy. Shout out to the little drummer boy, Parumpa Pum Pum. Okay? I'm not into it.
All right? Okay.
I am Frank Cross. Frank Cross. From the movie Scrooge, sorry. Okay. Underrated movie.
Great Scrooged. Movie. Yes. Yes,
it's a five-mic movie.
That is Scrooged. A five-mic movie. Yes.
Yes.
How many times have you seen that movie, do you think? I can't even...
To me, that's the greatest Christmas movie.
That's your... Okay, because...
That's my
is that
all-time
Christmas
favorite
okay,
Christmas
okay.
movie.
Okay, like, okay. That is...
My dream, if they ever were to reboot it...
Yeah.
God. Well, I would like to audition to play Frank Cross.
Wow.
I would love... That would be my
folks.
Dream.
You heard it here, folks.
Because it's the same way. I grew up on television. He grew up on television. Watching television.
Yes.
And he's kind of... And plus, you know, he was this asshole prick. And, well, you know... Doesn't fall far from the tree. So there's that, and just it just was it's Bill Murray at his best. He improvised a lot of that shit.
Did he?
There was a lot of improv in there.
I didn't.
All his little quick one-liners. That's all Bill Murray improv. He's perfect at doing that stuff. He did that at Ghostbusters. Did Ghostbusters 2.
Did he do it for Groundhog Day too?
Yeah. You'll notice when he throws in little slide remarks.
Okay.
Like all that little stuff. Like when he goes to the homeless shelter. Operation yes. Reach Out. I mean,
that sounds like a current administration,
right?
Operation.
Isn't it? Why are you calling me Dick? Sorry, Mr. Byrne. I don't know if we know you well enough to call you Dick, but can you do some Shakespeare? I mean, that's one of the greatest scenes.
Yeah, it is.
Thy are fourth, thy four score. Think I four. I think I have four. My four. I mean, shit.
Yeah, it's that. It you're right.
Right, and then the other one, he's coming out and he's like. Buddy Hackett is doing, they're doing the Scrooge live show,
it's
right?
Buddy Hackett.
Are you happy with the path you've chosen? Well, I am happy with the path I've chosen. Yeah, I'm crazy like a fox. That's right, I'm back.
It works. All yeah, right. It does work.
Once again, welcome to the Squats and Deadlift Show. You learn about kettlebells yet?
Okay.
All right, what are we doing here?
So,
what is this hoopla?
Wanted to briefly talk about like pop culture that happened this past year.
Oh.
In the sense of, we're not going to do like some summary of everything that happened, but like talking about like music, like was there like anything in music that really like, got you going this year since you are like the music man? Music man sounds music like man, it's an old timey.
Old time movie. Buddy Hackett's probably in that movie. Let's look up the cast of that one.
Yeah, with Jimmy Durante and everybody else.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go. Pop culture, and then we go music of the year.
Like, was there something like an album you liked, or
there's only one moment that stuck with me for music in 2020.
Okay,
because the only thing in 2020 that matters is COVID,
yeah,
and politics.
Yes,
pop culture, nobody gives a shit. But there was something of music that was given a shit.
Okay,
it was the versus battle between Teddy Riley. between Teddy Riley and Babyface, the greatest single event. I have to say, of 2020, not the second one. I'm talking about the first time they did it, where he had the live band, he had a DJ.
Just hear Babyface like, Teddy.
Teddy, I can't hear you.
Teddy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, I can't. Can you hear me? I can hear you. You can hear me.
That whole back line.
Hello? I mean, that's all. It was hilarious. It was the greatest comedy ever. Babyface in his studio, and he's watching Babyface read the live chat comments of everybody. Like, there's a million people on this chat. Everybody's on there, from like Tyrese to like Bill Murray's on there probably. And they're all saying the same thing. Like, R. Kelly's probably on the chat.
He was in jail.
He's in jail watching this. He's laughing. He's like, I can't hear you. So they're all watching what Teddy Riley's as a colossal fail, and they're all making these comments, and the comments were hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody's chiming in on this. And then you have Babyface watching this from his studio. Just he knows what you're supposed to do. You're just playing your music. But no, Teddy Riley, he wants a concert. He wants to go to a stadium.
Like, who didn't tell him from Teddy's camp, like how this works?
Clearly no one did. Clearly a bunch of putzes worked for him. And then he's having this whole thing with a bunch of people when we're not supposed to even have a bunch of people back in April.
Yes,
with this whole thing of the COVID going on. You got everybody just hanging out. It's this big party. Can you hear me? Wait a minute. We can't hear you.
Teddy.
No, Teddy. We all can't hear you.
Teddy.
Babyface, can you hear me? I can't hear you. And then it was just incredible. It was incredible. That's the best music moment, hands down, of 2020.
It almost felt like Andy Kaufman-esque, in the sense of, we're just going to keep going as this joke progresses, and then people are going to think it's real, but then all of a sudden people are going to think it's fake, and then people are going to think it's real again.
Oh, it was real.
And it was real. All of it was real.
It was so real.
Talk about a treat. You're right. That was a treat.
I still rewatch it. It's on YouTube periodically. And
because it was, everybody was talking about it.
And then you got people making fun of it. You've got all different like people impersonating it. And then it was just so great because the first song he plays was The Show, which I didn't even know Teddy Riley produced The Show with Slick Rick. Dougie Fresh, Rick song The Show. So
he
produced it because that was the song he led off with.
Oh,
so he's playing that. He's got the DJ. He's got his hat. And he's doing his little thing. And he's doing his little dance numbers and doing his little thing. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're on IG Live just playing songs. That's all you gotta do.
On this little box.
On this little box. His phone is, who knows where the phone is.
That's the best part, it's all on the phone.
It's all on this phone. And we're coming off of, I'll take it back. The one that was a most serious musical situation was DJ Premier against RZA.
Yeah, if we're saying like legit, like as a blow
fun,
your
legit.
Mind about two
DJ
geniuses.
Premier.
Yes, that one was.
The verses with DJ Premier and RZA. That went on for like several hours, but they did what you're supposed to do, and you just play the song. And they're producers too, but that's a whole other thing. So they didn't need the artists or anything there, but it was just they play the song.
Yes.
And that was it. R. Kelly bringing out 30, 40 guys. I keep calling him R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly. Well,
R. Kelly's just on my mind. What did R. Kelly not do in 2020? So, music moment.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a very good one.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Which is not really a music moment, but...
Well, I mean, like...
It's a tie.
Yeah. But that whole series was actually really good, too, because they had the John Legend one with... That was them, too, right? John Legend with Alicia Keys.
That's Versus Battle. Yeah, they had a Brandy against Monica.
Good. That's right. They had that one, too.
They just had E40 Too Short just the past weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
So then they evolved it from IG Live to doing it in person.
Which
I would love to see the Babyface Teddy Riley in person one.
They have to do that.
Because then now Teddy Riley can just go off.
He can just be his crazy self.
And he did that spin. It was just great. And he just did the thing.
Yeah,
the dance moves.
It was a lot of...
It was great. And the hat.
It felt very like off the wall Michael Jackson era.
Babyface like this.
His chair behind his deck.
Teddy, can you hear me? And then they go close to the phone. Teddy, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It was just, if anybody out there hasn't seen that yet, you guys got to watch it.
It's music and comedy. I mean, it's everything.
Watch it.
You got to do it.
Watch it. Mrs. Drizzy.
I'm going to watch it
again.
Get
on it tonight.
I got to watch it again. It's really good. That's a good one. So, that is a good one.
There you go.
What is, okay, Monica and Brandy.
Yeah.
Who did you prefer?
Hmm.
I know Brandy's become weird lately, but at their height, who did you like more? R&B vocalist.
Brandy. I got to go Brandy. Her first album was fun.
That was a good album.
The song Baby from Brandy was, I think, her all-time best song.
Oh, man. I played that
the
song
video
nonstop.
Was great. Yeah, so...
And the remix. The remix was good.
The remix. You have I Want to Be Down.
I Want to Be Down was good.
That one had a remix with Queen Latifah and all the girls.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of that one. I was thinking of I Want to Be Down.
That one.
With Queen Latifah.
Well, they redid that.
Was it Queen Pen?
No, it was Queen Latifah. I think it was MC Light.
It was MC Light.
The older female rappers. That but they did good. It like Flavor in Your Ear remix where it was like a black and white video.
Yep.
And you have all the people show up. So Brandy, I got to go. Monica had good hits too.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how Monica's not even 40 yet. And she started when she was like 13.
She was just
12, like
a baby.
95 was her debut. 1995. And she's not even 40 yet.
Oh my God. I didn't think about that, but yeah, you're right.
Put that in perspective. So she's been in the game for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
I dug it.
Okay. And what about like, I just realized I didn't watch any movies in 2020. Like none. Did you watch anything?
No one did.
Okay.
As far as like a new movie?
Yeah. Or
you didn't watch any movies whatsoever. Old, new, nothing. You just turned the TV off and you just stared at the wall and that was it.
Well, the wall staring is pretty good. I mean, I don't want to... Don't knock it till you try it.
Once again, like what you do in your personal time. But so were you watching a movie at all?
No. Well, because like I actually don't have a TV.
That's a big factor.
So... Yeah, and I'm not saying that, like, you know how those assholes are like, I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying for whatever reason, when I moved, I was like, I'll get a TV, and I just never did. So. Right.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. You have your phone.
And I have my laptop and stuff like that. But was there, like, or it doesn't have to be like a new movie. Was there a movie that...
Well, I did watch a lot of movies.
Okay.
Throughout this past year, and a lot of them were old movies. A lot of them... I am a fan of the horror movies, so I just watch a lot of old horror movies. And if you go on the channel Shudder, it's the streaming network.
Yeah,
they got them all. You can watch them on there. Amazon Prime, you got them all in there. Like all like 80s horror movies, early 90s horror movies. There's a ton of them, even some like late 70s.
Yeah.
So I just watched a lot of those. That's a whole episode in itself to discuss that.
Right.
So I'll just let it be at that.
Okay.
As far as new stuff at the end of the year has been coming out. A lot of movies have come out this past November, December.
Yeah, that's right.
If you look at Amazon Prime, you see a lot of 2020 on the year. There's
that's
a lot
right.
of them. They're pumping them out.
Yeah.
A lot of zombie movies pumping out. A lot of pandemic movies, of course, are being pumped out.
Yeah, I did notice that.
So they're back to filming again. Yeah. So movies are
in well, Tom Cruise back. Is, he remember in his that viral clip that leaked, he's the one that's saving movies. That's why
he's
we can
the
film
movies
right. you know?
Tom, yet again. So, you know, speaking of Tom Cruise. You know, he was in this movie, right? Like, Last Samurai.
Yeah.
And I always think of that clip from Chappelle's show where they go, you know, where they have to talk to Paul Mooney. Ask
yes.
a black man.
Yes. And the genius Paul Mooney.
Tom Cruise is the Last Samurai. And then you got Brad Pitt as the Mexican. So then he's going to make a movie. It's going to be called The Last End on Earth, starring Tom Hanks. If you want to talk about stuff to watch.
Yeah.
Watch Paul Mooney as a black man on Chappelle's Show.
That's the man right there.
Yeah. So a lot of those, so getting back to movies, a lot of horror movies came out that were recorded for 2020 that were filmed. So if you're into horror movies, if you're into zombie movies, there's a lot that came out. There's Train to Busan. Have you heard of this movie? Train to Busan, it's a Korean movie.
I've heard of it. I don't know the premise. I've heard talk of that one though.
Korean zombie movie.
Yeah.
Koreans are taking over. I mean, the Koreans are taking over.
Hey.
Sorry, Chinese. And the zombies are coming. You got the dad and the girl. They have to go jump on the bullet train to get out of there.
Okay.
And the bullet train
is
going to Busan. And while they're on the bullet train, zombies come in there. And one girl gets infected. Infect the other guy.
Okay.
And then hilarity ensues. And it's a pretty heavy hitter movie. It's a serious movie. It's not a zombie comedy or anything like that. It's pretty heavy, and the Koreans, they did it right. So there's a sequel that was made in 2020, came out in the theaters at Ward Theater.
Oh, they did.
It came out in the actual movie theater.
Oh.
When the movie theaters were open in August.
Okay.
So it was actually in the theater. It came out in South Korea, and now it's on Amazon Prime. So it's the sequel.
Okay.
Train to Busan 2, I think it's called Peninsula. It's a offshoot of what happened after Train to Busan. It's not a direct sequel.
Okay.
Like, you don't see what happens to the people from the first one.
Yeah.
This one.
So, okay.
Yeah. So that came out. Besides that, that's it.
That's it.
Christopher Nolan's still like back and forth trying to release his movie or not really. Did he release Tenet?
Tenet? Because...
Did it come out finally? Or no?
I thought he did. Well, he released it in theaters. It was a failure, right?
Yeah.
Because Corona. But right. then they were going to release it streaming, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Why don't you all you guys just release your movie streaming? Look at Mulan.
Yeah.
They released Mulan.
Yeah.
People buy it. Mm-hmm. People are all complaining about $20 or whatnot. If you go to the movie theater, let me tell you something. You go to War Theater, you're going to get those first week, second week, it's going to be $20.
Easily.
You go to IMAX, you go to Dolby Surround.
Yeah.
It's $20.
Yeah. So if you're a family of four, you're spending a lot
of
money.
So what the hell you complaining about?
Yeah.
You get to pay one $25 shot to get Mulan, and then you can have your under five people in your house watch it.
Right.
What's the problem? All these people complaining about that. I never understood that.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's like some huge tentpole movie where you kind of have to have the giant explosions or whatever. Maybe. But yeah, otherwise, right. I don't have to go see Terms of Endearment at a theater. You know, I can just watch it on my phone.
That would be something, huh? Well, that'd be a date night, huh?
IMAX.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go out with me? You want to see a movie? Terms of Endearment? What's next, Gandhi? That's what we're gonna do.
And then Schindler's List right after.
Oh, what a threesome!
Romantic,
right? Okay. You know another movie that came out too that just dawned on me? The new Borat that came out. I've seen that.
Okay, so did you like that? I meant to see it, and I heard about it. Okay,
the sequel to Borat. Yeah. I thought it was on par with what his first one was.
Yeah,
you would think that maybe the joke would have died out. Like it'd be like an Anchorman too. Like they let the fire out of the lightning out of the ball. Right. But it was fine.
Okay. From what I heard, it was good.
It's amazing how he tricks these guys to be on this movie. Like, I don't know how he gets, like, Giuliani to agree to this.
I know.
I would like to see that meeting. Like, how did they get him to sign off and be like, all right, let's do this interview with this woman in a bedroom.
Right.
How does he? Where's his staff? You're telling me his staff is just in there and like, yeah, it's
well,
good.
Well, you know,
good.
They're all busy at Four Seasons Landscaping. You know, they're busy.
Apparently.
So.
They were definitely landscaping that night. But and then he shows up at the Republican convention right up to Pence.
Yes.
And like, how
he's
is
the
this?
Vice President of the United States of America.
You how have a guy with a camera crew.
Yeah. How did he get that close?
So he's amazing how he pulls that off. It's very impressive how Baron
genius.
Cohen does that.
Yeah.
So it was good, and it was only like $5, and it made more money than Mulan.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. At $5 a pop.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So it just shows the demand, and plus he was pertinent because what was his topic? It was politics. It was the political scene of America.
Yeah.
Him flying to America, right?
Right,
and then
right.
filming all what's going on with COVID going on, because he was filming this during COVID.
That is right, yeah.
So
it was of the moment.
It was of the moment.
Yeah.
And then he cast the girl to play the daughter.
The daughter.
She did good.
She's a star now, yeah.
She played the role well.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's so interesting. Okay, yeah.
So
that
was
my...
a good movie. I
do want to watch that.
I mean, it's either you're going to like it or you're not. I mean, people are going to find it offensive. I get it.
Yeah.
He does really crazy offensive stuff. Like, he does the thing with the doctor with the abortion and
right.
the incest thing. I'm going to give it away. But I get it. Well, it was a movie that came out in 2020. I watched it.
True satire, yeah. I mean, in the genre of satire being what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a Republican, of course you're going to not dig it. Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. But... we got to laugh at ourselves and each other sooner or later at some point.
Yeah.
It's all a joke. Just relax, everybody.
I mean, everybody's ridiculous at some level, right? I mean,
we all got to laugh
left,
at each other.
Left, right, up, down, whatever. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So there's that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Another future episode would be interesting. It wouldn't be having anything to do with fitness is to discuss horror movies with a horror movie lover, because I don't like horror movies, and I'm very fascinated about people who do love horror movies, like
really?
The psychology behind it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have my imagination is too strong. Like, it's to the point where I think it's The Ring. What is the one where you watch the tape and you?
Oh, and then you get a phone call
or whatever. So like, my friend just told it. She was just telling me the premise, and I couldn't sleep for like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. I moved the TV out of the room, and
that's
I covered
nuts.
All the... I didn't even watch the movie.
Yeah, The Ring, I'm not even a fan of. I don't even like that movie.
Really?
I think it was the most boring shit movie. Okay. I'll calm you down right here. I'm going to make you feel
okay
about The Ring. Now, you got the premise of you get this VHS tape.
Yes.
You watch this tape of just like a Marilyn Manson video outtakes. That's all it is. It's like he shot beautiful people and all
that. Yeah,
all
the B-reel of
the B-reel is, and let's put it on a VHS. All right? And that's going to freak you out. So you're watching this bullshit, and then you get a phone call from somebody on the other side of the phone saying, I'm going to kill you in 7 days. I want to hear that voice.
Okay.
Because we don't ever hear that voice. So somebody calls you up, And so in the movie, there's one where like the phone rings, but it goes to the answering machine.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, you get to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, you get to hear it. So that's the premise there. So in 7 days, you're supposed to die.
Okay.
Just magically, you die. Okay. And then, or the girl's going to come around the corner and be like, hey, I'm here. 7 days.
Yeah.
Hey. So, but the entire movie is just this boring, long out. She's trying to solve the mystery. It becomes like a detective story because she's trying to find out the mystery of this girl.
What is this girl
who's
about?
The girl? What is her deal? Does she like me? Does she not like me?
No. Okay.
So it's boring shit. The climax ending. I'm gonna spoil it right now because Summer, you're not watching it.
I'm never
watching. Nobody out here is watching this. Mrs. Trees
20 years
old.
Come on.
She goes. Finds the girl's body in the well, takes the girl's body out of the well.
Okay.
Hey, all right, we got everything figured out. Yes.
Okay.
And then the boy who's been acting weird, because that's what you have to have in a horror movie. You have to have the little kid acting
weird. The child
weird.
Acting weird. True.
So
yeah.
She tells the kid, yeah, I got the girl out. We're good. You know?
We're good.
And then the kid goes, "What? Why did you do that? What do you mean? We're not good. You shouldn't have done that." And he's like, what? And then... So then some other jerky, I don't even remember, there's some Yahoo that watches the tape because he's just a panty.
Okay.
And he's watching this tape, and then he's watching the VHS thing go down, and then 7 days, he gets the 7 days call, and then he's at some warehouse or something.
He
has there's a TV out of, and just happens to be there, and the TV turns on, then the well comes out, and then you see the girl coming out of the climax scene as she's coming out of the TV.
Right, I've seen that clip.
So if you're seeing a woman coming out of the TV, what's the first thing you do?
You freak out.
Right, but what's the second thing you do?
You run.
Correct, thank you. Rana is over there. He's just, and I'll do this for the visual people.
Okay.
He's just staring at her, and then he goes like this, like doing the whole like, I'm gonna go lean really
like Matrix,
back against
Matrix
this wall.
Right. Action.
Or no, he's like bracing himself against the wall. Like, because if I stay closer to this wall,
then you're safe.
Maybe she won't see me.
Yeah.
This idiot just doesn't move, and then of course, Make. So that's the culmination of this movie, and then I'm watching this. I'm like, really? After I woke up from my nap of like the first 40 minutes being a bore fest, then I see this guy acting like some jackass can't even run out of the place. You could just run out of there.
Yeah.
She'll catch you. But you're going to just run out of there, give her, you know, a fighting chance.
Yeah, you know.
The Ring. That's it. Sorry if you didn't see it, but I just saved you 90 minutes.
Yeah,
2 hours, I think, that movie was.
In that context, yeah. There's a lot of head-scratching in that one.
Yeah, does that sound scary to you?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing I find with these horror movies. Is this on the basis of them, a lot of them I just find fun.
Yeah.
It's just entertainment. It's a lot of it is comedy. It's all syrup. It's not blood.
I get the comedy angle.
There's a lot of comedy.
I get the comedy of it. Yeah.
But at this point, like Exorcist. Okay, like.
Right, that one.
People freak
like,
out about that. At this point, it's a comedy. It's a comedy. It's if you watch The Exorcist, the first 30 minutes, you're gonna be like, "What is this shit?" And
really?
You're gonna be bored.
Okay.
Because a lot of it takes. It's. I don't want to review. I don't want to spoil another one. But it takes a while to get pick itself up.
Oh, the pacing.
Once it picks itself up, then all right, we get it. But if you can handle the first 30 minutes of boredom,
yeah,
all right, be ready because it'll be a lot of yelling.
Oh, okay.
But then at that point, I don't know. I maybe I'm just giving a different take on this. I don't get scared of these movies.
Okay.
The only movie that I got remotely freaked out was Blair Witch because it could happen because you could get lost in the forest.
I see. Okay.
And we didn't have GPS back then. You
okay.
Know? And then, well, even if you take a cell phone to the forest, you might not have the bars, right?
Right. So,
you
can
still get
that,
lost in the forest.
There's that premise of believability to it.
And then if you slip and fall and then you're injured, then what are you going to do? So that is scary.
It's a good mix of real and maybe not so real.
Right. So,
you're not
so
sure.
Blair Witch portrayed that really well in the we're lost, we don't know what's happening to us, one of our people is missing.
With that supernatural twist.
What do we do? How do we get out of here?
Okay.
Right. And you never see anything.
Mm.
But you hear stuff. So plays with your senses.
Yeah, and your
imagination.
So
that kind of stuff I find real ingenious. And that's people always, you know, it's debated whether people like Blair Witch or not. I still think it's a genius movie that made a shitload of money for doing nothing.
Nothing, yeah, with a budget of nothing.
Blair Witch budget is less than this budget right here.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, they couldn't afford to fly to Havana, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
So okay.
Hopefully that calms you down on the realm of horror.
Yeah. I'm still not going to ever watch horror movies.
Got it.
I did have a kind of a thought about that. I was thinking about this where I know a lot of people see, like with horror movies, I on some level I get the concept of there's a little bit of an adrenaline issue to that too, where you like, I want to just be excited maybe. But like, if one thing I was realizing is if right now you don't feel so great, like personally, my suggestion is maybe look at the kind of content you're looking at, in the sense of SVU, you know, and intense, like this woman was assaulted and raped and we're trying to find the serial killer. And, right. You know, like that kind of stuff, like content wise.
Right.
Because you don't, you're not. It's getting in there, right? Like, what is the quote? Everyone's gonna roll their eyes at this nerd action, but you know, like Nietzsche has that quote, like, beware of looking into the belly of the beast looking into the darkness because the darkness looks back at you.
Got it.
Making any sense?
I'm trying to follow.
Yeah, but basically, just be aware of what you're like.
What are you watching could affect maybe your mindset.
Yeah.
Well, like, but doesn't everybody watch that SVU, CSI shit? Everybody wants to see crime dramas. Everybody wants to see Criminal Minds.
That's true. That's true.
Criminal. So I don't know. People dig it. People like to see things that are bad.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
People like detective stuff.
They do like detective stuff. I mean, there's so many cop shows and
true
crime-ish
stuff. People like to see crime. They just don't want it happening to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it seems what it's...
I get it. I mean, but at the same time... I would just rather watch more Parks and Rec and, you know, comedies
that's
and stuff
true,
like
right.
that, you know?
It's interesting to see, like, what are the person variety of shows that a person watches.
Yeah.
If they're all comedy, or if they're all horror, or if they're all crime.
Right.
Or if they're all Hallmark Channel. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
That's a whole other hour.
That,
but
yes.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Television viewing could, in fact, help or hurt.
Yeah.
The mental mindset.
Yeah, I think
so. I guess so. Yeah.
But I did have a couple recommendations for, like, books, but they're not, like...
Books.
Fictional, yeah, and I brought them. I have props.
Oh, shout out people reading still, 2020. Flipping pages.
People still read.
People read?
I mean, like, I do everything on my Kindle, but here's my suggestion.
I don't know the television.
This is... I know, I'm such a...
I have it my Kindle.
God, I'm such a...
Because anyway. How many people talk like this? Okay, what we got? What's this book?
So, this is. I'm just realizing, are they going to see the opposite image anyway? No, they're not. They're not.
No.
This is a book. It's called The Daily Stoic, by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman.
Go like that. Look at that. Yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what? Why this book? This is not like light reading or anything, but so Stoicism is this philosophy. It's a Greek and Roman philosophy, and it's seen a resurgence in the last, I would say, 5 years. This guy, Ryan Holiday, kind of brought it back, and there's like guys like Tim Ferriss, motorcycle going by in Havana, who made it kind of popular and accessible. Like Marcus Aurelius is this ancient Roman emperor. He's probably the most popular one. But anyway, the reason why I'm saying this book in particular, it's kind of like one of those daily readers that a lot of Christian people use, where you know, you have like, I'm going to go to July 21st. And what does it say today? In July 21st.
Okay.
And you read it. So like, there's this little tag here so you can place it in the day. So anyway, what happens is there's a little quote from one of those ancient Stoic writers, and then these two authors will kind of put it into today's context. Why I like it, Stoicism, why I'm bringing it up today is because it could be something. I found it very helpful, particularly for how crazy 2020 was. And let's be real here, it's going to be crazy in 2021 too. It's not like just because we got a new year, now everything's all better.
Right.
It's not going to get better until maybe the end of 2021, I think. So I've had this book now for like 5 years, and I read it every day. So something to explore if you want to. If you're looking for something that help you put things in proper perspective, I love it. You don't have to be like, if you're a religious person, it's actually a nice compliment. It's a philosophy. It's not a religion. So
interesting. Okay.
I think it's very versatile. So you can still use it if you're religious. If you're not, if you're an atheist, works too. So that's the other thing. And then the second thing is, so this is a book called This Is Just What It's Like Sometimes by Negar Fonouni, N-E-G-H-A-R-F-O-N-O-O-N-I.
There you go.
So she's a writer.
That sums up my day right there.
I know. This so it's a bunch of short stories that she wrote after she had this really serious relationship implode. And so it's essays dealing with heartbreak and loss and finding yourself and all of that stuff. But which, you again, you're probably wondering, well, why are you bringing that up? I found that a lot of this stuff is very helpful in weird times like this. As weird as that sounds. So, like, you know, again, weird, crazy times, or maybe you're just feeling down. I found that these, just reading what, you know, like kind of just paging through, and they're all like 2 pages. They're really short. And then just reading it and kind of reflecting on it in the day.
Okay, so these are all little short stories here, about 1 or 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a collection of short stories.
Is the name of this book, is this the original It Is What It Is? Is that where they got it from? Because this is the original quote of What Is What It Is kind of sounds like. This is just what it's like sometimes. Yeah. It's like a longer version of It Is What It Is.
It is what it is. Yeah. So
there you go.
Right. So you can find her. Her website is Salt and Sorcery. That's actually where I got this beanie. But saltandsorcery.com. She's she's also a meathead like me. So I like reading her stuff. And she's a woman of color. So always nice to support women of color if we can. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Wow. That got really informative finally for the show. This show was really going nowhere.
We have to give a little bit of information.
That was very NPR right now.
I know. It was really NPR.
We are the
leftist socialist podcast.
A lot of things go to the left. But that's the first information that we've kind of distributed in this episode. So I'm grateful that you pulled that one out, because this was going nowhere. So thank you for that one.
Well, yeah. And like, what about... So speaking of the year, here's the question.
Okay.
Looking back on the entire year, is there anything that jumps out at you that you did learn, either about yourself, about human nature, about people, about...
Oh, well, yeah. Just doing the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this to people off camera all the time, said this to you, is if I could just do an episode of just what I learned from March to now.
Yeah.
Just as far as the show is concerned. Having
how
to
it's
redirect.
Evolved, right?
How it's evolved, how it's changed as far as the viewership, the followers, what have you, the demographics, the female increase, all that. I mean, I don't know how much time we got, because that's a long situation. Right? So how it switched to a political-based show, how it got to be in that realm, because of the fact we can't talk about any of this pop culture stuff, like to begin the show. We can't talk about music and stuff unless... there's COVID involved.
Yeah.
Or politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
And it led a lot to this moment. It led a lot to December. Here we are in December 2020. And I think the show is more successful now than it was last year.
Yeah.
And you can't really say that about a lot of stuff in 2020.
No.
There is a lot of positive. So we started doing this show in 2020. This became a thing. And it became a thing where I wanted to ask you to be on to do the financial show.
Yes.
So if we look at the culmination of you, yourself, and me, I was doing these IG lives, and I figured, let's talk about finance during the corona thing, because everybody's worried about their money.
Right.
Unemployment, all that. So I tapped into you and said, yeah, come join me.
Exactly.
And then look at where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that flows into like... positives, because that was the other question I was thinking, was like, yeah, not a shitty things happened this year, but what were some of those positives? Because that was the thing that was interesting for me personally for this year, is when I think back and when I'm kind of reflecting on this year, it was the theme that I took away from that is in terms of positives was relationships. Starting this podcast and working with you on a much more regular basis was a big one. And, you know, I met some amazing people this year that you couldn't say that last year. And then just realizing that there are those anchor relationships that you didn't think are that important, but because they're regular parts of your life, for me, it really helped in the sense, like, for instance, I couldn't see my classmates, but we still had to go to class via Zoom. So,
right.
You know, shout out to... Anna and Matt, but to see them on Zoom and like be chatting with them on WhatsApp while we're listening to Zoom was like
right.
the highlight of the day of every week, you know, because like I don't get to see these people.
You don't get to see these people. Right.
But what like positives like
yeah.
Like what do you think of that?
That's a big one. There's a lot of stuff that didn't happen if it wasn't for this, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot of positive things that like if things were normal mm-hmm. and there was nothing to nothing, would I tap into you to join me to do the financial show, which would lead to doing another financial show, which yeah. led to you having the idea of wanting to do this fitness show. Would that have transpired or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know right? either, but...
So there's that positive. I didn't think I would be seeing you as much as I see you now because of... well, first, nobody sees anybody in person anymore, but to see you in person all the time...
Or to discover how close we actually live this whole time.
We bought adjoining properties in Havana.
Yeah.
So... That is Olé. A positive. Right.
yeah.
So there's that. There's relationships that were made through this whole virus lockdown thing that may not have happened if it wasn't for this virus lockdown.
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So you have that. You have people, you have old and new relationships that have changed.
Yeah.
People that you know from the past may not be the same kind of people that is in the now. Maybe that you got separated out. Maybe you just grown apart. Maybe you just, they didn't see things the same way as you did, maybe.
Right, right.
They're a for-mask person or against-mask person
yeah.
or political person or whatever. And maybe ties were broken.
Yeah, a lot of topics came to the surface this year.
Exactly. Yeah. People really showed their true colors in a lot of ways mm-hmm. in 2020.
For sure.
But on top of that, a lot of new people have been made, relationships be made. A lot of new friends, a lot of new acquaintances, a lot of new people met online.
Connections.
A lot of connections, right?
Yeah.
Would that have happened if this was the normal world?
Right.
We don't know.
Hard
I'm
to say.
But... Hard to say, but I don't know. You know, like,
yeah.
If you asked me in January, oh, yeah, you're going to be doing a telethon for laptops in August. I mean,
right.
what the fuck are you talking about?
Or raising thousands of dollars for Thanksgiving turkeys.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, no, thank you.
How or why or what? So there's that.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to have this goatee for as long as I've had.
Hey.
So, would this have been a thing if the world was normal? I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's a lot of things that came out. I mean, everything happens for reasons, and that's always tried and true no matter what.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a lot of positives that can be made with a negative situation, any negative situation.
Definitely. Definitely.
And this is a culmination of one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I must say, that is a very stoic way of looking at things, is to embrace bad things and to try to kind of distill the good things in it. So
There's a lot of yeah. things that have come out.
Yeah.
And they possibly would not have happened. It would be interesting to see the alternate universe if nothing happened.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
would 2020 be with nothing happened? Would we still wow. be sitting here together recording the show?
That's
would
a good
I
point.
Still have... an interest in talking about politics. Would I still have this goatee?
That's the most important one of all. Goatee or not? What?
Think about it. Okay, should I keep it or abort it? What should I do? You know, you're a woman.
I am.
Congrats.
Most of the times. Well, you could shave it off as a like 2021.
Oh, new me, who dis?
Yeah, new me, who dis?
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Well,
I'll tell the results of what people have told me after
okay.
you tell me.
Okay, well, because this is the thing is, to me, facial hair makes guys look older, to me.
Yes.
So it just depends on, do you want to look, you know, like an established gentleman? Or if you, you know, you want to be a young buck, I think that's the thing.
Right. That is a good observation. That's a very good observation. Majority have said for me to keep it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know. But yes, they said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Facial hair makes you look older, distinguished. What do you want to do? Do you want to be that or do you want to be... Because then if I shave this off, I'm going to look like a total young Asian.
Yeah.
Young Asian.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know.
The nice thing is you do have the option because, you know, that some guys have the unfortunate... thing where they kind of have to have facial hair, you know, to
oh.
look good. You know, like that guy Dan Bilzerian,
oh,
that jackass. Have you ever seen him without hair, without facial hair?
That's true, right? He's always
looks ridiculous.
Well,
yeah.
There you have
it. He needs the beard.
I don't want to be one of them.
Yeah.
Is he still alive yet?
Because
he was big, and then he got in trouble for something.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. Like, his whole, like, charade, it was all a facade anyway, and it's all crumbling anyway.
Was he an embezzler or something?
So, yeah, so he's accused of taking investor money and using it to fund his lifestyle.
Oh, there you go. Another fire festival.
Basically, yeah. But it's he's like the joke of Instagram for 12-year-old boys love him because he's the guy that pays all of those models to hang out with.
Right, that was the shtick, right?
That was the shtick, yeah.
And he had guns.
And he had guns, and he was supposedly, like, trained to be special forces, and he made all his money playing poker when really he didn't. His daddy gave him all his money.
Got it.
I think even Joe Rogan got some flack because he didn't push back on him at all when he got interviewed.
Don't even
get me started on Joe Rogan. But anyway.
I never got into Joe Rogan.
Really?
I've never watched one.
I was a hardcore fan 10 years ago. That's how I discovered one of my favorite podcasts, Your Mom's House podcast. It's two Canadians, the husband and wife, Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky. Shout out any mommies out there. But anyway, Joe Rogan's podcast, it was okay at one point. And then he just started repeating himself. And I felt like I was talking to a bunch of stoners because he kept repeating himself about the topics that about, like, keto and fasting and
mushroom coffee or some shit
and, like, DMT, and it's like, okay, Joe, we get it. And then chemtrails and aliens. I'm like, all right, we get it.
See, it just doesn't interest me. I don't know, people always say, like, oh yeah, he's the god of podcasting and all. So I'm like, okay, great. I just don't
I mean kudos to him, he built something
that's good
lucrative
for him.
I don't know.
Well,
it's funny. I just read recently that, you know how women like Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop, and how much of a joke and a bullshit artist she is?
Oh, yeah. The rocks in her vagina? Gwyneth Paltrow?
So Joe Rogan is like that for dudes. So they're the same thing.
Got it.
And that's not a compliment.
Got it. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's gotten crazy too, right?
We're just going to listen to any famous white lady now? Is that how that works?
Well, doesn't she have, like, a show about, like, the vagina anyway? Like, besides putting rocks up her vagina,
like,
she has
a show
just
about vagina?
I think she has some kind of sex show or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Women empowering and sex and rocks in your vagina.
Oh,
you know about the rocks in the vagina?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, it was like this special, expensive rock, like, mined in a... Yeah,
that's how we're ending the show. We're going to talk about rocks in the vagina.
Scene.
Might as well. I really don't know what was going on with this show.
Yeah, this was more of a freeform thing because, like, you know, it's the end of the year.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about, right?
Yeah.
It's fitness related.
I know.
It's the end of the year. Reflect. It's a time to reflect, everyone.
It's a time to reflect.
All right?
Yeah.
No special topics. On the description, it'll say year-end show anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But no year is complete.
If
we go back to the very first episode of this show, which was, like, I don't know, last week. Shout out to Cereal School. This bag is still here. This bag has remained through COVID, lockdowns.
When the vaccines get here for everybody.
The vaccines showing up, when rocks coming out of your vagina, rocks coming out of my vagina, Cereal School is here. Our not sponsor. Go figure.
They're here for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, so we forgot to say this the last couple times, but if you do like this show... if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. I'm sure if you watch any kind of YouTube content, you hear people say that. But it actually does really help in terms of growing the show. So like and subscribe to YouTube. And then if you are fans of the audio only, go on iTunes and rate and review. So 5 stars and review. Let's see. What should they put in the review? Let's do a quote from Scrooge. What's a quote that they should
Scrooge?
Put Scrooge? 5 stars with this quote.
I am happy with the path I've chosen.
Okay, gang. That's what you put. 5 stars.
Okay. Mrs. Drizzy.
Sherry
did what?
When I did my... Maybe we'll have Mr. Drizzy.
Mr. Drizzy do it. Just right. I'm happy with the path. Yes, I am happy with the path
I've
chosen.
Yes, I am happy with the path.
And you have to exclamation point it at the end.
Yes. Yeah.
To get the whole feel of it.
To really...
And then...
Yeah.
So please write us a review, like us on Facebook, subscribe to the channel, I just had to do the British guy because that's what they all sound like on YouTube.
They do. They do. So, yeah, and it was very peppy and
right.
scholarly. Yeah.
Hello, guys. I'm going to show you how to edit on Adobe Photoshop. It's going to take just a few minutes.
All right.
You just cut and paste, and I hope you have... Yeah, I don't even know. I'm done.
That's pretty good. Okay, and then like, what's coming up for the main channel?
Well, Sleep Time's Over
for
show.
For the main show.
Instagram Live
oh, yes.
is the thing. I'm really over that shit, but that's all I got. Yeah. Make IG Live great again. We're trying because December 30th, before this show, the show's going to come out Friday, I assume.
Friday.
No pressure, Summer. December 30th will be the year-end show, so we're going to talk about this shit all over again. Maybe not. I don't know. I have something surprise in store for that one. But Ashley Nagaoka from Hawaiian News Now will be joining me to go over the year that was 2020. And as I messaged her, you know, as I slid into her DMs before sending me a pic of my balls, I said to Ashley, hey, you want to do this show with me on a best of 2020 show? And she's like, oh, what a shit show. So that was her response. So if that gives you any indication of what's going to happen December 30th.
Very concise.
That's
to
it.
To the point.
Yeah, so I'm going to come up with some awards. And then we're going to, her and I give us their picks of best stuff. I mean, like five.
Oh, fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And as always, whenever she's on, I'll get her to speak pidgin. So she'll do that. And I have a special surprise regarding pidgin and females that's coming up.
Oh, okay. All right, all right, all right.
I even told you this.
No.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this.
But I've been seeing the polls on Instagram.
If people watch what's called the IG story.
Sleep Time's Over show.
There is a poll right now, which will be off because when you put this up, it'll be Friday and 24 hours.
Yeah.
I may have to put it up again.
Okay.
Best female pidgin phrases.
They were pretty good.
So
they're pretty good.
It's leading to something. There's something leading up to that.
Okay. There are some good ones. There are some bangers.
I'll have to tell you.
That.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you off camera here.
Okay. And BTS.
Right. That's coming up. And then after that, it's just Happy New Year. That's really it. And same shit, different day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing changing in 2021, guys. So
yeah. I mean, it feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but that tunnel is really far away.
It's,
so
it's a ways. It's a ways.
Hang in there, if anything.
Then, well, shout out to the Rick Blangiardi interview as well. That was Monday. So speaking of promising, he had a very promising outlook on what's going to happen once he takes office.
Yeah.
So check that out.
That was
good. We got the website, sleeptimesover.com. We've got the Bumbai You Learn hat. That's
right.
Out.
That's right.
Black and in camel.
I got the camel one.
There you go. Very West Side. Best Side. The only
side.
That's
right.
And that's, we just keep on moving into January. That's really where we're at.
Okay. Awesome. So you can reach me on Instagram at Swayze808. And I think that's it. So, folks, thank you. Happy holidays. And we will see you in the new year.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yes. Happy holidays. And wash your damn hands. Bye.